the province's largest public sector union sounding the alarm after being inundated with calls and messages from frontline staff fearful of the impact staffing is having on patient care. VOCM's Linda Swain speaks with NAEP President Jerry Earle.
Linda, I came myself from long-term care, from health care for a number of years, and I've serviced health care workers for over 30 years. I'll go on record saying I have never seen it to the point that it is today as we speak. What we're hearing from frontline workers in these facilities now is alarming. We've had instances, because I've asked people to give me examples, rather than speak on rumor, where as recent as the weekend in a facility, we had staff working about 50% short in a facility where a code white, and for your listeners, a code white is where an aggressive patient towards other patients or staff. They were supposed to have five staff on the unit. They only had three. A person's loved one or staff could have been injured in the situation, but the staff were able to get it under control. We're having situations where staff are on annual leave and being called. I know one staff person has been on annual leave for 2 weeks, finally able to get some annual leave. They've been off for now 13, 14 days, have been called to return to work 10 times. We've had workers that are injured workers actually called by central staffing, trying to get them to come in while they're actually injured. So it's at a point now where staff are gravely concerned about those entrusted in their care, and they're concerned about their own health and safety. These frontline workers have got us through an health emergency where we are. I'm concerned now that if we have a second wave, they're just burnt out. They would not be able to cope in the long-term care facilities under the current circumstances.
We've been lucky in that we've been able to keep COVID out of our long-term care facilities. You're calling this unsafe and untenable. Why?
Just from the situation that we're in, like I've had it reported to me, like I said, we've heard concerns and we've been raising this for well over a year. We've had certain things that said were going to happen that just has not happened. There has to be immediate attention paid to these situations. And like I said, it appears that people are not paying attention. I don't want to hear a minister say, well, we have to stay, our staffing levels are as good as what's on the mainland. Just look at what happened on the mainland in long-term care facilities. We cannot wait until we have a serious incident. We have come very close this weekend. We had, like I said, a particular facility working with barely 50% of the scheduled staff. And this is happening right across the province to different degrees. But what I'm hearing from frontline workers, they are at the end of the rope. They are burning out. They cannot get leave away from work. When they're at work, they cannot provide the level of care that's needed to our seniors. These are people that have contributed to our province for many decades. They're in long-term care facilities because they need to be there. And the level of care, our staff, we've just recently met in one community in Newfoundland where we had staff at the meeting crying because they are not able to provide the care that they're trained to provide. AM care being provided at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's not acceptable.
What's the solution?
The solution is, first of all, the regional health authorities, health community service has to take this issue seriously. They have to meet with the frontline workers, talk to those that represent them, which they committed to do now over a year ago. I know that we've been in an health emergency, but these frontline workers have gotten us to where we are. They can't continue on as they have. We have people that can't get a day's break when they're off, under days off, they're being called back. When they go to work and leave their families at home, I spoke to one LPN that went to work expecting to work 12 hours at arranged child care. When 12 hours off, she was mandated to work 16 hours. Another worker went in expecting to work an 8-hour shift, ended up working 16 hours. That's happening, not periodically, that's happening every day in long-term care.
Jerry Earle, thank you.
Thank you very much, Linda.